When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beehive Eats. I'm Meg. I'm here with Irene. And yeah, we're going to talk about food. But first, where's Kate Middleton?
Okay. It's hard to not go to a dark place when we're talking about Kate Middleton.
I'm going
to
feel so bad if this turns out to be like the submersible.
I hope I am pleasantly surprised on Easter when she shows her face. Give us proof of life. I don't believe any of the pictures that have come out. The one that I maybe believe is the one with her in the car with her mom's the only believable one, because like implicating her mom like is something. It's not nothing, right? Like her mom, would her mom like cover up Kate's death? I think Kate is, if not beaten into submission by Prince William, is dead by Prince William.
I don't.
Unless we see her on Easter, and then I will believe whatever.
I don't think she's dead, but I think she's going through major marital issues, which is why they photoshopped the family photo.
But to pin it on Kate as the person who photoshopped the photo is so dirty.
It's so dirty.
The freaking royal family. Let's take them down. I cannot with them anymore. Come on. What do they think we're that stupid? They really think we're that stupid.
The queen died and everything fell apart pretty immediately.
Truly.
Pretty immediately.
Okay, let me ask you some lightning round questions.
Great.
Do you think she was having an affair with that guy that died? The murder guy?
That's the theory I hear where I'm like, I think maybe first of all, I heard that she died because of vaccine. That's the theory where I'm like, all right, everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Okay, I haven't heard that one yet. I haven't heard that one.
The one where like that guy was found dead. I'm like, I'm not on board with that yet.
Do you think that William killed him?
No.
I think William is a mass murderer. I think William has killed
him. As a journalist, I have to say, Irene is expressing her opinion. I am listening.
I do think that William is much more nefarious than we've been led to believe. And the palace is furiously covering up his tracks. We have a Kendall Roy situation on our hands. And like they don't know what to do because Charles is dying and William's supposed to be king. I've also heard the theory that they're prolonging this so that he can become king, so that he can't get in trouble for any crimes. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm gonna make sure we're recording because heaven forbid we miss any
of
this.
Okay.
Keep going though.
I guess I can't ask you a question. I was out on this whole, like, where's Kate Middleton thing. I was like, you guys, she's fine. She just hates her husband and she hates her life and she hates the situation she's in. So she's just staying quiet so that she can, like, leverage, you know, getting something good out of the divorce. But now I don't know. I believe the nanny. Do you believe the nanny?
What did the nanny say?
Oh, my gosh. The nanny who was fired a couple months ago, who has been with them since George was a baby. She is the one talking to the Spanish press.
What did she say?
Saying that.
I was offline for like 2 hours and I missed the nanny.
No, this is not new. But the nanny has been telling the Spanish press that, let me get the exact quote, that she was, the whole hospitalization was not planned. She was in a coma. The doctors were afraid she was going to die. And that's the last we know.
Okay. And they fired her because she squealed?
We don't know why we fired her. She from my source, she was fired a couple of months ago.
Okay. Your source?
Just somebody who is on TikTok more than me.
Okay.
Which is hard to be at this point, but okay, here's another fun tidbit.
Okay.
Okay, I had a landscaper guy yesterday come to my house.
Okay, I love where this is going.
And he was like, I'm sorry, I'm so tired today because I just got back from London. And immediately I'm like, oh my gosh, what are they telling you about Kate over there? And he's like, well, what's so weird is that everyone we asked, they said they go to the American press because like the American like news outlets and internet sites because the UK press has like a lockdown. They're not talking about it.
Yeah.
Which is why the Spanish press, who the nanny is talking to, is releasing more news than the British press.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the one I did hear a TikTok person who seems sane say that, you know how they launched Lady Chumley
Hanbury,
yeah. Rose. The Independent did a story about her.
Yeah,
this week.
To make us like her more
that's what the working theory was, right? They're soft launching
right.
The new wife. But she said this was actually the press threatening the royal family. Like, if you're not going to give us credible information, we have dirt on you that we are willing to publish.
Oh, so it was a warning.
It was a warning.
To the royal family.
Yeah. Something
definitely
going on.
Do you think
that
William is having an affair with that woman? I mean, that's pretty verified.
Yes.
Do you think that she's pregnant with his baby?
That's the theory. That's the most crackpot I'm willing to get right now.
I know. I do really, in my heart of hearts, I really hope that Kate is okay.
I think Kate's okay. I think she's not cooperating, and good for her.
I do wonder, though, if she has had a mental break.
I mean, haven't we all had a mental break by this point
in
the winter?
No, I do feel like right now, for whatever reason, I feel like I didn't think mental breaks were, like, honestly that real. But because when I read, did you ever read that book or watch the show Fleischman's in Trouble?
Oh, no. Is it good?
It's very good. I don't want to spoil anything, so I can't
assume
relate
a mental break.
I can't
somewhere
relate it to anything.
Given the conversation we've been having.
Yeah,
up to this
and
point.
I just feel like when there's a mental break, like if some woman has a mental break, like that's a cop out. Like that's not a good storyline. That's so stupid, right?
Yeah.
Like we can get through it. Yeah, we can get through
wallpaper.
It. It's fine. But I've actually feel like I've witnessed a few mental breaks recently, and I'm like,
gosh, me too.
Oh my gosh, we should talk about after some recording because maybe it's the same person.
Shouldn't do this on mic.
And I'm like, wow, that's actually real, and it's like very sad. And so I do hope that Kate is okay, because the other theory I've heard is that Rose, the Hanbury lady, is it Hanbury?
I don't know.
Whoever she is. She is pregnant with William's baby, and Kate found out and is having a mental break.
Who can blame her?
Exactly. I mean, hasn't she been through enough?
The royals are.
Do you believe the picture of her facing the window in the car, facing out? I think that is complete garbage.
If the bricks in that photo really are what
that
I've seen,
different, yeah,
that's a fake photo.
It's so like, what are we doing? Where is she?
Look, Photoshop is hard. It's not hard to find a Photoshop professional.
Truly.
Like,
they
go
have
on
everyone
Fiverr.
At their fingertips. They can't do a decent job at this.
Yeah. What do you think Kate's been eating to tie this back?
I hope she's been eating really good Indian food in London.
Yeah, I hope she's going to Deschutes.
I hope she's okay.
Every night.
I really am worried about her.
I'll be honest. I'm just enjoying this at this point. But like I said, if this turns into a submersible situation, I'm going to feel real bad.
I know. I do feel bad already because I am worried. I'm worried now. So I'm sorry.
All right. Well, hard left turn
hard
here.
Left.
Tell me what you've been eating recently.
I've been to a few restaurants lately that have been pretty good. Have you been to Mateo yet?
No, but I saw you probably went with this person, but I saw that they post about Mateo.
I went with Brandon.
No, you didn't go with this person. I saw post about it.
But I will say, the food was really good. I got the lasagna, and I would highly suggest that. It's a lasagna with the it's a bolognese sauce.
Yum.
And a bechamel.
Yum.
So like great combo, great pasta, whatever. The bolognese is like, you know how bolognese you like end up cooking for like a couple of hours to get all the flavors out? But then in the look of it often is like brown. You know what I mean? Like with like a bolognese, it's like often not like a bright red. anymore.
Was it bright red?
It was a very bright Bolognese. So it was so good because it was really, the flavors were really developed, but the sauce was like brighter than a normal Bolognese. And it was like quite delightful. It was like,
they like stirred in tomato at the end.
Yeah, I kind of think they add in something. Like maybe they just make like a, you know, like a base and then they add in fresh sauce at the end.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
It was so good. I will say the interior is like, it was like kind of confusing. I don't know. It was like really bright and it was like not great. It was just like fine, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I love the design of this place.
Where
like,
it is
was
it? 9th and 9th?
It's like 9th and like 4th East or 3rd East or something like that. Okay. 9th South. It's kind of by that Loki coffee house, coffee place. Yeah. Anyway, I went there. The most eventful thing that happened there was that I was sitting from my seat. I could see a guy that was 7 feet tall. And Brandon was like, that's a jazz player. And his name, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a jazz player. We're seeing celebrities here. This is so fun. And I don't know his name, but. I assumed by the look of him, he was like Eastern European. He has a very Eastern European face. Oh, but
it's kind of boyish.
Yeah, but it's not. His name is like Russell Kramer or something.
Kramer.
I mean, it's like a very American name. He's from like Arkansas. I don't know where he's from. But I was like, ooh, like how exotic. And it's like this random guy. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I don't even know how to look it up.
One time, I've told you this, at lunch, I pulled up the jazz roster and like I was looking over at a guy to see exactly.
Did you show him the picture?
I was like, he definitely knew what I was doing.
So it was funny because he was in like a kind of a table where it was like half of it was like a circular booth, right? So it was like a circular booth.
Yeah.
And he was just with his girlfriend. And then a chair, like a couple, you could have fit like one or two chairs on the outside of the circular booth. They were sitting side by side at the circular booth. And I had a clear view of both of them. Okay. So I was just watching them eat their meal. They maybe exchanged two sentences to each other. And I was just watching them and just like, what? They don't say anything to each other. They haven't said a single thing to each other. Like, not even like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Oh my gosh, taste this. Oh my gosh, whatever. Like, it was nothing. It was quite entertaining, though. What else did we get there? We got there, I think there's like a focaccia. Oh, there's a bread service. And you get like focaccia and maybe something else. But do not pass up the bread service. The focaccia was amazing. Okay. And then I feel like maybe we got dessert. Hold on.
It's like a rustic Italian, right?
No. What does rustic mean? When you're telling me rustic, that makes me think that their bolognese is brown. Their bolognese is bright red. So it's not
elevated Italian.
Yeah. It's not like Spaghetti Factory.
What's the dollar sign?
Four? I would say 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Okay, let me tell you what else we got. We got I think we went somewhere else for like a little snack before, so we weren't super hungry. Like, we didn't get any other appetizers besides the bread service. I think Brandon, let me see. I can't remember even what Brandon got, so don't ask me. But I want to remember what the dessert. I don't remember what the dessert was. It was like maybe a panna cotta.
Okay.
It was really good. It was really, really
love
good.
That. So get the dessert.
Yeah, get the dessert.
Love it.
Should we go one-to-one? Do you want to tell me something?
Yes. I've been cooking a lot.
Ooh, tell me.
Because I've had like some really stressful work things and cooking.
Yeah, I do that too. To avoid work, I cook.
Let's not say on mic I'm doing it to avoid work. I'm doing it to deal with work stress. I've been making sourdough.
Okay.
Which is an insane thing to do. There's no good reason to do it.
Somebody gave me sourdough starter and it gave me so much anxiety. I just threw it immediately in the garbage. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Get it away from me.
It is like one of those like babies they hand you in health class.
Yes, that, like, you're like, I have to keep this alive. Like,
what do you mean I have to feed this?
It's too much. And she like sent me instructions and I'm like, there are 15 steps to this. Get this out of here.
You have to be in a real like headspace to be like, I want to take on the hardest project possible.
Yeah,
which I was. So I have 3 different starters in my fridge right now.
Oh my god!
Is a white sourdough starter. I have a rye salt starter.
Oh my god! Salt
and rye flour, and then I have a starter that. Okay, so the white sourdough starter you like make with grapes.
Okay,
you smush up grapes and you add flour and water.
What?
The other starter I have is just flour and water, and then it's like yeast from the air that activates it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeast from the air?
No, there's yeast in the air.
Like, and just, like, what if bacteria. Your air... So you leave it fully open?
No. Well, when you start it, you do. But then you keep it in the fridge and you feed it.
Oh my gosh. Like, once a week. I hate everything.
Yeah, I know. It's a real pain in the butt. So to make the bread, you have to have your starter and then turn that into a levain and then turn that into a sponge and then that into a dough. Then you bake the dough. I am on day 5 of a current process right now. But
so what is the cycle like? So is it everything a day? No, one is like 1 week and then one is like a day and then one is like... Yeah. And then I also heard that like once it's like fully sourdough, then you can just keep it in the fridge until you need it. Is that not true?
I feed it once a week.
Oh,
I think
well,
I should eventually...
throw the one in my... I have two. I had two. I just throw the other one
I think
in my...
you just have to like feed it to activate it though.
Oh, I see what you mean. So I could take it out and feed it and then it would come back to life.
I'm pretty sure. Might as well try.
I don't know. I don't really like sourdough that much, to be honest. Sorry.
I like it with sandwiches.
Okay. Okay, keep telling me. How
sorry, you apologize.
Well, you know, some people are offended. Some people are offended.
Okay, so one of the recipes is from a book called Amy's Bread.
Okay.
Which is also a shop in the Village in New York that people really love. And the other one is from a book called Tartine. And the text of that...
I love a tartine. I love tartine. It's in San Francisco.
Okay. It's a little insufferable, the text. Like, at one point, he's like, during culinary school, I confided in a pupil that I wanted to bake bread. And I was like, that was like a big... You were embarrassed about... But like, it's very, chefy. But the bread was incredible.
I think I might have that cookbook.
Well, you should pop it open. Pop it open. All you need is flour and water.
Okay.
Oh, I also... You have to have like rice flour for part of it. Like
I do have some rice flour.
So many insane flours in my pantry right now from this bread making process. Like I'm like Kate Middletoning the bread. Like that's how like tunnel vision I am about it. How insane!
Okay, I like that analogy. Okay, I also went to Solgave. Have you been to Solgave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you been to the one in American Fork?
I've been to both.
Okay, I was expecting. So I'd been to the one in American Fork. I was expecting the Salt Lake one to be like the American Fork one. I feel like it's very different.
It's very dark.
It's like, I feel like the American Fork one is like a Slackwater feel. It's like casual, fun, like, like open. Like, I don't know. The one in Salt Lake is like nice.
It's crowded and dark, but it's nice.
It's like nice. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's really good.
The lobster enchiladas are
Gosh. I didn't order that, but one of the people I was with ordered it and I had a bite and it was insane.
Yeah.
It was so good. I got the carnitas and it came with like a chunk of meat and like a little like lettuce pico situation and then like sour cream and guac and then tortillas on the side. It was so good.
That sounds incredible.
It was so good.
The butter cake? Did you get the butter cake?
Of course. Yeah. You can't not
get
the butter cake.
Even everyone if you just needs to go, just go for the butter cake.
I will say, so they do a margarita flight there where they give you like little tastes of margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like 4 different kinds. And I will say, in Utah, you cannot have more than 1 serving of alcohol at a time. So it was kind of... It was like kind of annoying because they were like, here's a flight of margaritas. There's 4 mini margaritas, but you have to like disperse 1 shot into all of them. But I will say if you're into like a sweet margarita, it's very good. I don't love a sweet. It was delicious, but it was like, I don't want to drink something sweet.
Dessert,
the whole
you don't
want
to drink
know?
Your
yeah.
dessert.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Okay. I got a book for my birthday called French Pastry Made Simple. And from that book, I have now made millefeuille.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. Let me talk about a millefeuille. Was it hard?
It wasn't as hard as I was expecting because the puff pastry, you don't have to laminate it
like you do
a croissant. Like you mix the butter into it. So I think it's a rough puff.
Oh, a rough puff. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but you still have to like do the refrigeration and stuff. But it's like she's also like, if butter seeps through, add some flour. Like, it's not like you super can precise. Fail yeah. so easily as you can.
Okay.
It's a lot of steps because you have to make the pastry cream and, it's like a creme and pat, the whipped right? cream and the puff pastry. Yeah.
And there's like a glaze on top. There's like a...
What did what I do? It? I think I did whipped cream and blackberries on top and some powdered sugar.
Okay.
It was delicious. It did. I mean, it was a project, but like it was a weekend. It was cold really outside hard. And I wanted to cook. So.
Millefeuille is my, by the way, my favorite French pastry.
Delicious.
So good. When I lived in France, every new city I would go to, or literally every bakery I go to, which is a lot, I always had to get the millefeuille. The millefeuille is so good. And I will say there's a lot of variation in a millefeuille because some of the ones, like the layers, like the pastry layers are like harder or crunchier, which makes it harder to eat. And some of them are super, super soft.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because there's like a creme pat in between, there's like two layers, right? So mm-hmm. it's like pastry, creme pat,
mm-hmm.
pastry with like a glaze on top typically. Yeah. And I feel like if the pastry is like too hard or too crunchy, all the creme pat just like
squeezes out.
And it is, so I do feel like there's like a experience factor to the millefeuille because of that.
I made one big one.
And then did you like?
Yeah. And it was hard to cut because it was crunchy. But I feel like if it had sat longer, it would have softened. Oh,
yeah.
It would like,
yeah.
Because I was like in a hurry. And mm-hmm. so I like assembled it and then we ate it. But if it had like refrigerated
Sounds
a little longer.
So intense.
It was intense, but it was fun. I also made cream puffs from the book. And they're so much easier than you think they're going to be.
Like, what's that called? A shoe pat.
And it's easier to make than you think. If you, like, follow the instructions, it's not a big deal.
Okay, tell me about it. Because I remember looking it up when it was, like, on some show. And I was like, this seems not that hard. Are you piping it out?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us.
So you mix the butter, the salt, the water, and the milk in a pot until it comes together.
It's like... Heated. Yeah.
Comes together and then you stir it until it leaves like a skin on the bottom. Then you put it in your stand mixer, mix it until it stops steaming so you're not curdling your eggs.
Okay.
Add your eggs one at a time. I learned you need to do like about 6 eggs in Utah because it's so dry. Like the recipe says, start with 3.
6 eggs.
I said that too. And I made that reference and Steven looked at me like I was insane.
Jail. Like, he's going to jail.
Who did I marry?
Who doesn't know the 6 eggs? Even like that character is iconic. Like, get out of here.
It was truly one of the more upsetting moments of my marriage.
I'm here to validate you and that line.
Thank you so much. So then you pipe the shoe. You make it like 1 inch tall, 2 inches thick in a circle. And it should like just pop out like you're doing macarons. Like it shouldn't have the defined ridges. Bake it. It puffs up. It's really cool. It, like puffs into a hollow ball.
I love a shoe. Yeah. Like a cream puff shoe.
Fill it with the vanilla pastry cream, which if you can make a custard, you can do a vanilla pastry cream.
It's like the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think people get scared about custard, but like if you're diligent, you're not going to get the
egg crap. I think it is. Yeah. It's like, you can do it.
You can do it. You might mess up your first time. Start over.
A custard is 100% easier than doing like a puff pastry.
Totally. Totally. And then I just made a quick ganache, dipped them in the ganache.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
They were really good.
That sounds so good.
I think I'll do eclairs next. You just have to be a little more precise with your piping.
You just have to like, it's just a shoe that's long.
Long,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to use like the star tip pastry.
Oh.
So. Anyway, I'm a French pastry chef now.
So then how do you fill the eclair?
Like, I used a chopstick and poked a hole in the bottom of each one and then just piped in the pastry cream.
Oh my gosh. That sounds so good. I'm kind of sad that I haven't made any of these things and I want to eat
now's
them.
Your chance. Get French pastry made simple. I'll post a link and then I'll get money when you buy it. I'll get like 2 cents if you buy it.
Okay, great. Okay, I went to a place called, I don't know how to pronounce it. I went on the website trying to figure out how to pronounce it. It's spelled coyote with a K and there's also an accent on the E. So I'm like, is it coyote? Is it coyote?
What kind
of food?
Is
it coyote? Is it, I don't know what it is. It's like Japanese, there's probably a name for this kind of restaurant and I don't know what it is, but it's like you order, there's no like, I don't know how to explain this. hold on. I'm going to go to their website to see if they tell me what kind of, it's just called, a, it's just, they just identify it as a Japanese restaurant, but there's a menu and you just like, from your phone, you order the menu. Nobody is coming up to you and being like, hey, what would you like to drink? How can I help you? People are just walking around and as you order, they bring you the stuff.
So it's not fast casual. It's not fast casual.
You're sitting and you're being served.
Like the training table.
But.
Right? Remember the training table?
Oh, yeah. You'd call. Cheese fries on the phone at the booth.
Yeah.
Yes. So I went with a friend and there's a lot of ramen options and there's a lot of actually vegan options. And I had a friend that ordered a vegan, it was the vegan ramen. So let me see if I can find which one it was. Or maybe it's a Tonten Men. Anyway. Oh, no, it was the vegan. It was a clear. Okay. King oyster mushrooms. Anyway, the ramen, for whatever reason, took a really long time, which was kind of confusing to me because I'm like, don't you just have the stock ready? And you just like put all the stuff in.
Isn't
like,
that the
I didn't
whole point?
Get it. But when she got it, I had a bite and it was so good.
The vegan ramen?
Yes. Wow. I would never in my life order a vegan ramen, but after having hers, I would.
You know what? I usually don't eat the meat that they give me in my ramen. Like, what? I like the flavor of it.
I
but
see what
like,
you're saying.
The pork belly, I'm like, this is like, little...
I don't, here's the thing, is I don't love a pork belly.
I mean, neither do so I. Funny. I'm like, this is like, just like,
just
chewy.
Feels like you're chewy. Yeah. But I kind of agree with you there. But I usually, if it's a ramen place, I will always order the ramen because I love ramen. But for whatever reason, I wasn't in the mood. And on this menu, they have a dish. It's called shioyaki saba, and it's a steam broiled mackerel.
Ooh.
Crisp exterior, juicy interior, topped with daikon oroshi and green onions. It's a grated ponzu daikon.
Oh, okay.
And Koreans make a version of, like, I just feel like mackerel, for whatever reason, just reminds me of my mom's cooking. Like, when it was like, she needed something quick to do or whatever, get a mackerel fillet out of the freezer, like get the skin side like super crispy and kind of like cook it on the frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Like really salty, but like really good tasting fish. I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh my gosh, they have mackerel here. I'm going to get it. And it was so good.
Okay. Where is this place?
It is in a weird place. It's like, let me see. It's like on the west, it's like kind of by West High School, but like a couple blocks more west.
Oh, okay.
So let me see if I can actually find it. The address.
So that's think. Like what, like 8th West?
6th West? 551 West.
551.
400 North.
Okay.
It was so good.
Is it new?
Yes, I think it's new. Okay. And I will say there was a bit of a line. And one of my friends who lives by there said that she drove by one night and it was like maybe one of their opening nights, but it was like the line was like out the door. But I went on like a Wednesday or Thursday. We got there probably at like 7 and we waited for like 10 minutes. So it wasn't bad, but it was so good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Okay, your turn.
I've been to Sundance a couple times in the last little while. I went for my birthday dinner.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Cindy. Wow, I said that so you would say that. Thank you. We got the dirty fries and the Brussels sprouts to start.
Okay.
Love the Brussels sprouts. The dirty fries I like wasn't as into this time.
What's in it?
It's got an aioli, a poached egg, and an everything seasoning. And it like felt like a lot, you know, before I was like about to eat a bunch of beef.
Yeah.
And then dessert.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like.
The egg, I think, puts it over the top a little bit.
A little bit. An egg adds a lot.
Yeah.
You know. I got the beef filet. It's a tenderloin that's grilled. It was really good.
Yeah.
With mashed potatoes and asparagus and a demi sauce.
I mean, sometimes like a meat and potatoes kind of meal is just like really what you need.
When I'm
you
in
know?
The mountains,
yes.
They were like sitting by the fireplace. I was give
amazing.
Me some red meat.
Yeah.
And then the sticky toffee pudding for dessert, which is always my go-to. And it was
so good. Delicious. I've never had it there, but
it's delicious.
Yum. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your
turn. Okay. There is a place in North Salt Lake which is rare because there's almost no restaurants in North Salt Lake. Okay. So because also North Salt Lake and Woods Cross and Bountiful all share really weird boundaries. So I never actually know what city I'm in. But this one is in North Salt Lake. It's on the west side by, there's like a, what's the grocery store? What the heck is Lee's? Do you know Lee's?
Oh, there's I just saw that it's like reopening or something.
Oh, the one downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that it closed ever.
Yeah, well, apparently it's reopening.
Anyway, so there's a Lee's in North Salt Lake in the Foxborough area. There's a restaurant there. Sorry, I'm talking about ramen a lot, but it is a ramen restaurant. It's called One Noodle Bar. And honestly, I'm just thrilled to have a ramen place in North Salt Lake. And I've been there twice. I got takeout once and I went there for lunch once. And it's like solid ramen. There's like Amazing. Maybe four in Utah.
Uh-huh.
And I highly recommend, and I hope that if there are locals that they all go there as patrons.
Keep it alive.
Yeah, keep it alive. Let's keep the ramen.
Next time I'm in North Salt Lake, I'll go to One Noodle Bar. The second trip to Sundance, I went to ski. And my favorite food in the whole world is at Bear Claw Cabin on the top of the mountain right off of Red's Lift. They have the best nachos in the world.
So can you only get there if you're skiing?
I think you can take the lift up and do it in the summertime.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
So are people that are working? Actually. Oh my gosh. That's
I know.
Cute.
I know.
So are people that are working there taking the ski lift up there to go to work? Oh my gosh. What if there's an emergency? What if they get stuck
They'll
there?
Ski down. I mean, it's like heated. There's water, so they'd be okay.
No, I get it. I mean, but still. It's a lot. That's
I know.
Like
it feels
being trapped
weird.
On an island.
You're like, how do you
it's
get
like,
it?
Yeah.
But, like, I think there's snowmobiles and stuff.
Sure.
So, these nachos, share them with another person. Me and my friend split an order, and there was still food left over. And I'm an eater. Like,
yeah.
I'm.
Yeah, especially if you have to take a freaking ski lift up there. You're yeah. like, I'm not leaving a crumb of this
Absolutely
food.
Absolutely not. But, you know, like, perfect, like, white people nachos. Like, good.
What's the protein on it?
I don't think we even got any. I think it was just cheese. But it's, like, black olives
Yum.
And pickled jalapenos and pico de gallo
yeah.
and sour cream and guacamole. And I think,
they,
like...
What's the chip? What's the chip like? Is it a hearty chip? Is it,
it's
like...
It's a hearty chip. It's, like, a cheap hearty chip. Like,
okay.
It's not too greasy. It's not... It's not... anything special on
okay,
its own,
okay.
which is what I want from a nacho chip.
Okay.
I just want like a salty base for everything else.
I kind of like a really high-end chip for my
Do
nacho.
You?
Yeah.
It gets too greasy for me.
Okay. I can see that.
Like $20, which is ridiculous, but you're skiing. Like you're already throwing away $400. and it's just, we were skiing and it was like 10:30 and I was like, nachos? And they're like, you're insane. It doesn't open for 30 more minutes. But then in 30 minutes when it opened, we went and it was
amazing.
So good.
Okay. Yay. That's fun. I didn't know about that place. Okay. What can I tell you about next? I'm going to talk about the croissant loaf at Costco.
Yes. I'm very intrigued by this item on our outline.
I had to text somebody about this croissant loaf.
Okay.
So you know the croissant loaf that I have made from
Mel's Kitchen Cafe,
which I've made on a number of occasions. Delightful, like appetizer, great bread, like so good, very impressive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I made that for some sort of gathering. I can't really remember. But after that, my friend and another friend, we were on a group text and like they started making it. And then we were like, she added like cinnamon and sugar to the butter packet and like Ooh. All these different variations.
Yeah.
And so as a joke, we're like, oh, this is the bread text. So we have like, I have a text group called bread. Okay.
Amazing.
And I was like, who can I tell about this croissant loaf? I'm like, I have a bread text chain. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
It's just a giant croissant that's in the shape of a loaf and it's pre-sliced. It comes in two packets. It comes with like two packages of it. So I froze one of them.
Okay.
And the other one is like, I mean, honestly, this is going to be my downfall. And what I've realized also is like, it's real. I like really appreciate a good bread. I just like, who can turn down a good bread?
I mean,
you know
like,
what I mean?
Literally like what man
it's
has lived on for centuries.
A slice of croissant. So that with anything is amazing.
Right.
Butter. Amazing.
Yeah.
Butter and jam.
Yeah.
Amazing.
On a sandwich?
Nutella.
Would you do
amazing.
A sandwich?
I probably wouldn't do a sandwich.
Okay.
Like French toast. Amazing.
Yeah.
It is so, I even thought, oh my gosh, you could do like a
really good bread pudding with it.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
you just like cut it all up and put it in a pan and put the egg on it and you put the thing in, put it in the oven.
Yeah.
It sounds so good. I cannot rave enough about this product.
And it's just at Costco.
I don't know. I don't know where else it is.
I
found it at Costco.
Is it like Kirkland brand?
It's not Kirkland brand. Let me see if I can find a picture of it because I did send a picture of it to my group text. So okay. I know it exists.
Well, you look for that. I'm going to tell you about what I ate at Disneyland.
Oh, you went to Disneyland. Okay, hold on. Schwartz Brothers Bakery. Is that sold anywhere else? Does this look familiar?
That's not like the Schwartz Bakery that's like in Salt Lake. What's that called? Schmitz. That's like, or... You know France. What I'm talking about? There's some German bakery.
Schwartz? No, it's not Schwartz.
All right.
But
I think
I know
it's
you're
Schmitz.
Talking. No, it's like...
S-C-H-M-I-D-D-T-S. Did
I
make that up?
You might have made it up.
There's
a German bakery where you can get sandwiches and stuff. And like schnitzel, right?
I never had it though. I bet it's good.
I've been there, but...
Okay, I went to Disneyland and...
Tell me.
I've been to Disneyland so many
times.
No,
that's called Vosens, by the way. So... That's not.
No, that's not the one. That's another one.
I don't know. I don't think there's another German bakery in Salt Lake.
It might not even be German. It might just be a bakery with like German font.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Disneyland.
I've been so many times. I like know what to do. I know where to go. I know what to eat. So I'm going to impart my wisdom. You're welcome. The birria tacos on the California Adventure Wharf.
So good.
Amazing. You get like two or three. Totally. The thing about Disneyland food is you have to eat a protein. You think you don't, but you can't survive on churros alone.
Like, no.
You've got to get a protein in there somewhere.
It also is a great way to add the savory in because there's a lot of sweet things that are really good.
Yeah.
But the birria tacos really are excellent at Disneyland.
The hot dog or the corn dog, obviously, from Corn Dog Castle.
Oh, yeah. The corn dogs are so good.
Another great source of protein.
Turkey leg. Do you like the turkey leg?
I don't like the turkey leg. The texture really gets me. The texture and the color.
I always think I'm not going to like the turkey leg and then somebody else orders it and I like end up eating half of it.
It's one of the things where I think I like it and then I start thinking about what I'm eating and I'm like, bleh. Like I can't do it. Obviously the Mickey Mouse ice cream, blah, blah, blah. We ate dinner twice in the park because I'm a believer that for at least one meal a day, you need to like sit and eat. Like you need to have like a meal. So we did Cafe Orleans, which is...
Is that the one by, like, Pirates?
Yeah. But it's not Blue Bayou. It's not the one in Pirates. It's nearby.
And it's not the one where you get the...
Monte Cristo?
No, not that one. It's not the one where you get the... What's the New Orleans treat?
Beignet.
Is it the one where you get the beignet?
It's, like, around the
it's
corner
near
from
there.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Mint Julep bar. But I had, like... A beef something and it was delicious and my
a beef something what tell me more.
I think it was like tenderloin.
Okay.
I don't remember.
It was like you ate it with a fork and a knife.
Oh,
it wasn't like
it's
a sandwich.
Like
okay,
you sit down and you order.
Okay, okay, yeah.
So oh no, what's this? I just got a terrifying email.
You sound like me.
And then the second day we did Rancho del Zocalo, which is in Disneyland. It's the Mexican place. It's like our family's go-to. Really good tacos.
Okay, I've never been there.
In Frontierland.
Okay.
So, keep your eye out. And then we did Downtown Disney a couple times. We did the Naples, which has, like, pretty good pizza.
I've never been there.
It's pretty good. We did Jazz Kitchen, where I, like, had a salad.
That's where you get the beignets, right? Or no? There are beignets there?
There are beignets.
And in the park, right, too, I know. But I heard the one from Jazz Kitchen, and I've tried both, but I think the one from Jazz Kitchen are actually better than the one in the park.
Okay, good to know. And then salt and straw.
Oh, there's a salt and straw there.
Salt and straw. And I have like
I love salt
strawberry
straw.
Balsamic or something. Yum. It was amazing.
So good.
That's it. That's my report.
The last time I had salt and straw, there's one across the street from Pump. And
what? You went to Pump?
No, I didn't go to Pump. I was looking at it longingly from Salt and Straw.
Apparently it's terrible, which is part of why they closed,
Pump?
I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I really wanted to go. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon and I was with somebody and like... It was funny. What's next to each other? Is it Pump and Sir that are next to each other? Anyway, I don't know what's next to each other, but...
I think it might be Pump and Tom Tom.
No, isn't Tom... Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was...
Are you watching this season?
Yes, I'm watching the season, and I started from the beginning, so I'm currently watching season 5 or 6 and season 11, because I started from 10.
I'm so happy for you.
So I'm I'm like simultaneously watching two timelines.
Yeah.
It's so incredible.
Are you going to watch The Valley?
I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It actually looks really good.
It looks really good. Look, Jax is a nightmare. He makes for good TV.
Like, I mean, it's crazy, like, what is seemingly going down right now, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You hear they're back together?
They are. No, but I see something different every single day.
I know. Jack, it's like Kate Middleton.
Jack says that he's back together, but then there's, like, videos of Brittany, 15 videos of Brittany moving into a different place. Like, I don't think I trust Jax.
I don't trust either of them, if we're being completely honest. Hope those two make it or not.
I feel like, oh, there was one thing I wanted to add to your Disney list of food. Mm-hmm. Is the stuffed pretzel, soft pretzel, like the cream cheese stuffed soft pretzel. I'm obsessed with that.
Okay, I don't love it.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Because I feel like it gets too doughy.
Oh my
on
gosh.
The hinges, like where the pretzels overlap, it's not crispy enough.
I want dough.
You do?
Yeah, I like a doughy pretzel.
I don't love a doughy
you
pretzel.
You like a crispy, soft pretzel?
No, I like it to be cooked.
And antithetic to itself.
Wow. Okay. Pull out the big word. Okay. Anything else from you?
Oh, no. That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. We're well fed. We'll be back soon. I think we should, like, it's going to be, like, maybe warm next time we talk. We could do, like, patio places, our favorite patio places.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Great. Talk to you then. Okay. Hopefully we know what's going on with Kate Middleton before then. Okay, bye.
Godspeed.